And now. Minnesota Hospital, the sordid story of our Minnesota medical men and women who make Minnesota one of the great places in the world to be sick. Today, we find Nurse Helen Trent running breathlessly toward Dr. Gil Whitney.
Helen, what is it?
Oh, Gil.
I love the sounds of passion emanating from your mouth.
I've been running, Gil.
Oh, it's not passion?
Gil, I just heard. Your name has been mentioned as president at the university.
Well, there's nothing
getting
firm.
Dizzy.
There's nothing firm, Helen.
I'm so thrilled for you, Gil.
Helen, if it should happen,
I think I'm hyperventilating.
If I should become president of the university, Helen, I won't have to ask you to go with me to Brainerd anymore. You can come with me to Eastcliff.
But, Gil, what about your wife?
Well, it's a big place.
President Whitney! President Whitney!
Not yet, intern, not yet.
Oh, Dr. Whitney, Dr. Whitney.
That's better. Yeah, well, what is it? Can't you see I'm in conference with Nurse Helen Trent?
Dr. Whitney, I'm worried about the patient in 456. Listen to the report written on his chart. Patient experiences difficulty swallowing tires easily.
Let me see that. No, that says patient experiences difficulty swallowing tires easily. You'll never be a doctor. Can't read doctor's handwriting.
Oh, Dr. Whitney. Dr. Whitney.
Oh, the hospital administrator.
Dr. Whitney, once this I hear about you becoming the new president of the University of Minnesota?
Well, sir, you know my loyalties are with Minnesota Hospital. But if the call should come from my old alma mater, I stand ready.
Well, Whitney, do you have the necessary requirements?
Yes, sir. I have a degree in science. I am a doctor. And my wife's an interior decorator.
Would you be in favor of a commitment to focus?
Commitment to focus? Yes, sir. My earlier training was as an eye doctor.
Well, if you should become president, what would be the first thing on the agenda?
Getting a Nurse Helen Trent to Eastcliff. Helen Trent says we should do something about the East Biff. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Helen, I need cleaning. Sir, if I become president, the first thing I'll do is close down the law school and double the size of the medical school.
But, Gil, we need lawyers. Think how boring the world would be if everything was as simple as it really is.
Oh, well, okay.
Oh, Dr. Whitney! Dr. Whitney!
Yeah, well, what is it, intern?
Look at that report on this chart for the man in room 423. It says, this male patient just had a pap smear.
Let me see that. No! It says this male patient just had Pabst beer.
Well, will Dr. Whitney move to Eastcliff? And what about Helen? Will she get lost in all those rooms?